So equity is about seeing who has traditionally been left behind, who's not been heard. Because you can say that everything is available to everybody, but availability doesn't mean that someone has access to it. Equity is about making sure that everybody has the same access to resources, to success.
Could you tell me about some of the work you'll be doing?
My specific role will be looking at a citywide equity plan, looking at a broadband strategy, you know, where everyone has access to internet. That is not a luxury anymore. That's a necessity, especially during the pandemic. It has to do with racial equity. It has to do with health equity. It has to do with homelessness, right? Housing. It is going to cover a lot of different things.
What is your cultural background?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, actually. That's really important to me. So my mother's side is French and German. My father's side is from Puerto Rico. We're actually Puerto Rican Dominican because my grandmother came from the Dominican Republic, from Santo Domingo. And right now, my family mostly lives in Guaynabo and parts of Texas and New York.
And you have experience working with diverse communities and helping people. Can you tell me about working as a chaplain at St. Luke's University Health Network?
I wound up being a point person for people in crisis, people that were going home without help, people that are worried about losing their housing, people that were worried about getting food on a regular basis.
And that was similar to your role with the Bethlehem Area Public Library on the South Side, right?
The library is the place people come to when they have really hit rock bottom, where they don't know where else to go to anymore. So they're hoping someone can sit with them and help them with their resume, help them do government paperwork, or someone can translate documents from Spanish to English or vice versa. I'd say, you know, why don't we do some programming around racial justice? Why don't we do some programming around some of the things that are hard to talk about?
And those conversations led you to share your thoughts with, at the time, Councilman William Reynolds, who is now, of course, the mayor.
Yeah, so a lot of the people that attended these conversations, they were asking, well, what's next? I had some conversations with Mayor Reynolds, and I said, the people are tired of talking about this. And I think he understood that. He had promised, you know, especially in the debates, that he was going to have a position dedicated to this, to kind of bridging some of the gaps that we see in the city in terms of equity.
So as the first person in this role, what's the biggest challenge?
Just explaining to people why it's so important to have someone that's really looking at everything from kind of like an overview, an overhead view, to see, you know, who we're missing.
This week, we're reflecting on the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Has Dr. King's work inspired you?
Absolutely. Actually, every single year I read a letter from Birmingham Jail, because as a person of faith, he has a lot of words to say about people of faith not being behind the cause of nonviolence, of racial unity. You know, to remember him, especially in this line of work, and I do have his wife, Coretta Scott King, behind me.
I was going to ask you about that picture.
To remember his work is to remember that it's not simple. This idea that one day there doesn't need to be poverty, there doesn't need to be homelessness or hunger, there doesn't need to be racism. We have to create beloved community very intentionally for it to happen. And so I'm hoping that's what this position does.